If you want to improve your sparring, today's episode is for you. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students, masters of Songnam Taekwondo, welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast. This is episode number 75, and I am your host, Senior Master Hayden. It is a pleasure to be back with you today. It was great to talk to Chief Master Sister about Nationals last week. And as I told you last week, we have a killer episode today. I think it's going to go down as one of our most listened to. We have training tips for you from Master Havaduchi for sparring. And these are training tips that you can do at home with a parent or no partner at all. Easy to work on at home, improve yourself. So it is an interview full of meat of all kinds of great content. So let's get right to it.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we are excited to have with us today Master Havaduchi. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you, sir?
I am fantastic. We just talked an episode or two ago with some of the Smith family who are on Team USA, and I was like, man, I got to get one of those coaches on here. Master Isaacs has been on a couple times, so I was like, man, I got to talk to Master Havaduchi. He's been rocking it for Team USA. Before we get into some training tips and things like that, can you tell us a little bit about your martial arts history, your origin story?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. So I started back in Brazil. My mom came home with a 30 days free trial. I think a lot of the students can relate to that. And she just asked, if I wanted to try it out. And I called up a friend and we both went to class. I continued and trained pretty much every single day up to the point that at a camel belt, I started assisting classes with the beginners. And at Black Belt Recommended, I started teaching. Almost full time already. And wow. That's basically how I got started.
Wow. Was that a Songnam school back then too?
Yes, sir. Yes. It was a Songnam school. Grandmaster Ozuna, at the moment he had, multiple schools, multiple students down in South America. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, from the beginning. And I, 2005 was already getting I got my first year black belt in 2004. And came to the first world championships. And that's actually where I got invited to work here in the United States and worked for my instructor for 7 years.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, super. Okay. The real reason I wanted you on, we're always interested in seeing how people start. And it's always neat to see those martial artists that start with Songnam right away and just have been in the family since the very beginning. But mm-hmm. You are a coach for Team USA. How is that experience? What do you enjoy most about that?
It's just so fantastic to be able to see and have so many talented martial artists come in the same room, and not just extremely talented, but also humble and eager to learn. So, like you've mentioned, the Smith family, I have the utmost respect for all of them. And, it's just for me as a fighter, I love to just go to those trainings because I like to put on my gear, and I love to spar with these guys because they are truly amazing.
Yes, sir. Well, in our interview with the Smiths, we were talking about the training you guys had just recently in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of people get the impression that improving your sparring is just putting on safety gear and sparring other people. And obviously, you have to do that. But as we've heard many times from Master Isaacs, drills build skills. And so I wanted to invite you on and kind of see, a lot of the podcast audience are people who, want to get better, and want to train at home, but don't always have a partner. They might have a parent that can hold something mm-hmm. for them or whatnot, but we're not all blessed like the Smith family to have 30 of us at home, to spar at any time. So could you lead us through maybe a drill or two, something that we could maybe work on at home on our own?
Yes, most definitely, sir. So actually, I put something together right here, and I came up with, if that's okay, 10 quick drills that you could practice at home, because it's always good to have variations.
Yes, sir.
On what you're practicing. But the most important thing is to not just be practicing, but knowing what you're practicing first towards. So
yes.
Whenever you're practicing your kicks, the first thing you need to think about is that you're not kicking where your opponent is, you're kicking where they're going to be. So most people, whenever they're kicking, they will have, you know, the wave master or the bag, and somebody's holding a target, and they think, okay, this is where my partner is, and that's where I'm going to kick. And then they get to the sparring or to the tournament, and they kick right there, but the person moves. So that's kind of a little bit obvious. So they have to prepare for not kicking where the person is, but just think about them double step back or step to the side, and knowing that they're going to try to get away. And so the first thing that I teach the students is knowing how to measure distance. And measuring distance to fight someone, it's always measured by your back foot. So if you're in a sparring position, where your back foot standing right there, that's where your distance is from that back foot towards your opponent. So a lot of people, they will telegraph, they'll step up with their back foot before kicking to try to adjust their body.
Yes.
So that is the first part. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that back foot, you see that move and you know right away what's coming.
Exactly, yes. And the last part that I like to mention before, you know, just going on to the drills is my collar belt students, they learn a lot about whenever you're sparring with someone, imagine like the person has a download bar on top of their head, and they're the whole time trying to download what's their next move.
Mm-hmm.
And your job is to try to jam that download bar to make sure that they never get to 100%. If you give them time, they will attack you, and you're going to give them the chance to have a chance to score on you. So the whole time, be throwing either side kicks or round kicks or trying to do something to jam that download bar on top of their head.
Oh, I love that analogy. That's fantastic. I'm using that tonight in classes.
Perfect. So right here for a couple of the exercises that we practice, we want to make sure that whenever you go to a tournament or you just go to your classes, you should never lose a match because you get tired or you just couldn't react anymore. Mm. So the muscle that gets tired first is usually your weakest link. Mm. So you want to make sure that you work on that muscle a little bit more. For me personally, is my back leg calf. Because I'm all the time on my toes. My heels are never on the ground. And I feel like if I'm sparring with my heels on the ground, I'm so much slower. And I tell my students, it's like riding a bike with a flat tire.
Yes, sir.
You never want to be sparring with your heels down if you want to get more speed.
Yes, sir.
So the first thing for exercise would be calf raises. And you can do that very easily at home. Just stand, put your hand against the wall, and then just lift your heels up. The second part, the second muscle is the hip flexor. So that muscle right there that helps your leg go up.
Yes.
With your knee. And my recommendation is doing just a basic number one front kick. Just your front leg front kicks, 30 seconds nonstop as fast as you can. And try to hit to that 60, 70 front kicks as fast as possible to really fatigue that muscle on your hip flexor. The next one will be your gluteus, but not your, the main gluteus right there. It will be your medius, which is the side.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit higher up. So if you just pick up your leg, in a side kick position, you extend your leg for your side kick, you point your toes down, make sure your heel is up. And then once you have that leg extended, if you just pump your leg up and down,
mm-hmm.
you're going to target the area. And really, really fatigued, because a lot of times people, they throw in a kick and they don't have the strength to keep their leg up.
Yes, sir.
To throw in a second or third kick. So that technique would definitely help with that.
That's a Grandmaster Inhoe. I've done that with him. Like, oh, hurt so bad when I was done.
Yes. Yes, sir. For sure. And the last one right here will be your oblique, which is, you know, just the basic hold your chamber. So when you're sparring, you pick up your front leg, posture up, hands up, that knee up right there will work on your side of your abs right there, your oblique. So just hold that chamber. And I like to do one thing with the students is do the like kind of like an inchworm with your foot, or for the older people right here, you can do like the dance, the twist with your base foot. Just do it with your heels and toes,
yes, sir,
with the leg that's on the ground. So smart. That would be like basic drills for each muscle. But for sparring, I like to do more like kicking drills. So if you have someone to hold a target for you at home, or like my favorite drill or my favorite target would be a clap target.
Yes.
If you can just do like those, pick up your leg, put your hand against the wall, and try not to lean back. You want your body straight up. You want your hands up, because when you throw your kick and you're leaning back, that takes away from following up with punches. So you can do a few kicks. So the first one would be like a hopping round kick, because when you hop, you're working on your ankle on the bottom. You're working on your knee, on all of your stabilizers, making sure that you're not going to get injured. Plus, you're working on all the muscles that I just told you right now. So like a hopping round kick. And then you can add some hook kicks to it. So you can do a round kick, hook kick, round kick. And then you can add a hook kick, round kick, just going over the head, over the shoulder, round kick the body. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Number four right here, a great kicking drill will be a kicking ladder. So that would be, you just throw a number one round kick, and then the person says two, and you throw two round kicks, dropping your leg every single time. And then three, you kick three times, all the way up to 10, that's 55 kicks. And then if you come back down to one, that's 45 more. So if you go one through 10 down to one, it's 100 kicks that you do over there.
Oh, that's perfect. What a great tip. As you're continuing these, I want to let the audience know that we'll have videos. You've been kind enough to, you're going to film the videos, and we'll have a link so people can check out these drills online as well. So these, yes. I'm already loving it. These are going to be fantastic. I think people are going to really dig this episode. So go on. What do you got for us next?
Yes, sir. So the next one is actually one of my favorites for not just beginners, but even for advanced, you can make this really, really challenging for practicing a rhythm. A lot of times whenever they're sparring, they seem to not being able to catch their footwork. Mm-hmm. So if you can have someone doing jumping jacks in front of you, you know, just grab a sibling or have mom or dad or somebody that's going to be able to help you. And as they're doing their jumping jacks, you find their rhythm. As they're jumping, you jump with them, getting ready for those round kicks. And every time their arm goes up, your round kick under their arm comes down, your foot goes down. So the whole time you're following their rhythm with your round kick. Now for the next level will be the person doing jumping jacks, changing up the speed of their jumping jack. So they can speed up their jumping jack, they can slow down. And then even next level will be the person doing jumping jacks to be moving forward and backwards, side to side. So you're really having to be bouncing, moving forward, and adjusting the distance as well.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And that, like you said, a parent can do that. A sibling can do that, that doesn't know martial arts, and they can really assist with, you know, making that a dynamic drill.
Yes, for sure. Now, one of my specialties, since I am not the most physically skilled person, I'm not really tall. I'm not very heavy. So when I spar against my competitors, I have to try to find a way around them, mm-hmm. because you know, they are a lot of times much taller than I am. So I had to master distance with them. And one of the easiest ways for you to practice that distance is we play a game called shoulder tag and knee tag.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you probably have done this before, where you're facing up on another person and you're trying to tag to the person's shoulder and they cannot let you, but they have to try to counterattack you. So the concept, the idea is, whenever the other person throws something at you, you're trying to move out of the way just enough so you can come right back. Because at a beginner level, you want to be safe. As soon as somebody kicks you, you try to get out of the way, but you get out too much, and then it's hard for you to counter.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, that's a great drill. A lot of fun too. You know, people, kids especially, don't realize how much they're learning when they're doing that drill.
Yes, for sure. Now I have the last three parts right here. It's kind of two combo. A lot of times people, whenever they throw a side kick, they throw either a one tempo or two tempo side kick. And basically the easiest way to explain a one tempo and a two tempo side kick is whenever you do, a one tempo side kick. As soon as you slide, as soon as you go towards your opponent, your kick lands at the same time that your foot is landing on the ground. Mm. So both feet is kicking and landing on the ground at the same time. And a two tempo, you're sliding and you're chambering a little bit higher. It's a little more powerful kick. So you're sliding, landing with your knee really high up, and then you kick to the person really far. So a lot of times people, they just do a two tempo side kick, and then they miss out on the speed of the number one, that one tempo side kick that's a lot faster. So changing that up, so your opponent never knows if you're going to do a strong side kick or just a quick side kick for scoring points.
Nice. And you could do that like almost as you're working on, you know, training those individually, even having a parent or somebody call out, you know, one tempo or two tempo, and then having to kind of switch those up as you go.
Yes. Yes, sir. Most definitely. And then the last one, it's actually a little bit more of footwork. Mm. And whenever you're practicing your, you know, your footwork at home, it gets a little bit tough because you normally don't have, you might not have another person to be helping you. So if you have a ladder, I'm not sure if everybody right here is familiar with a ladder. We have in our school, but if you don't and you have tiles, you can also use the tiles as a way for you to, you know, step into the square, step out of the square, practicing that footwork. Very important about footwork is whenever you're moving forward, you move forward with your front foot first. If you're moving back, you move back with your back foot first. So one thing that I teach my students whenever they're trying to get away from somebody attacking you is to move like a horse. So if anybody right here plays chess, you know that a horse doesn't just move back or just move linear. The horse moves back and to the side or forward and to the side. So I don't want them to just stay in the on the train tracks. Mm-hmm. So just move back and to the side. Usually, if you're going to move to the side, always try to aim towards the side that the other person's chest is facing, because you're going to have that counterattack option as well.
Yes, sir. Oh, that's okay. That's fantastic. Yes.
Yeah. So, and for any of these rules that I just gave right now, it feels a little bit hard to understand. Go ahead, click on that link once we're done right here, and you'll be able to see, I'll be able to explain a little bit easier, and you can visualize what I'm saying. So I just to finish right here, I wrote a couple like do's and don'ts scoring.
Please.
For the students to make sure. So make sure that you are throwing in combos. A lot of people, they you know, they get really good at one or two techniques and they throw that one technique and they stop. So focus on your training to push yourself out of your comfort zone. So throwing combos, like my number one combo is a slide side kick. I fake a side kick and I switch to a round kick, punch, punch, back leg kick. So a slide side round, punch, punch, either round or inner crescent kick. Yes. Now, the second one to do is make sure that you use your hands. Don't just ignore. And some people, they just use their hands. Make sure you throw in some kicks as well. The third one would be switching up your kicks height. So don't just switch from a side kick to a round kick to a hook kick, but change it up from middle to high. So now the person never knows where you're going to be kicking. So whenever you're holding onto the chair in your house and you're throwing those round kicks or those hook kick round kicks, make sure it's always different sections. So throw in the round kick middle, hook kick high, round kick middle. So
yes, sir.
They'll always keep on guessing. And then the last part for the do's is make sure you train to have two good legs. A lot of people, they say like, oh, you know what? My right leg is my good leg. And everything that they do is with their right leg. If you ask me, my best leg is my right. But if I have to break a board with a reverse side kick, I'll definitely go with my left leg, because I spar with my right leg in the front most of the time. And I conditioned my left leg to be my best reverse side kick, because that's the one that I practice the most.
Yes, sir.
So have both legs being able to throw good kicks. Now, a couple of four don'ts. Ooh. To when you're sparring is, if you are advanced and you feel confident, by no means go ahead and try those. But for beginners, definitely I would not recommend to start with a spin. So when you're sparring, if you're attacking the person with a spin, it might be a little bit dangerous, because they might be able to see from coming from far away. Mm-hmm. And be able to counterattack that attack. don't be sparring. Like normally in class, we encourage the students to, you know, you spar and then now it's your turn for the tournament. You don't want to give them a turn. So don't just go in and kick, punch, punch, wait for them to have their turn. And don't just move back. Make sure every time that you're sparring, as you step back or you're stepping back into the side, like I said, like a horse, don't just step back. Make sure you pick up the knee, throw in the side kick, and keep them at a distance so they know that every time that they attack you, they're not just going to be able to throw whatever they want. You're always going to be pushing something towards them, either a side kick or a hooky to the head, and then they get a lot more cautious on attacking you. And the last one, I'm sure you agree with me, sir, no jousting. So when you're sparring, do not put your arm out. Don't run in towards the person and try to touch them with your gloves and think that that's going to be a punch. So make sure you make a proper punch, a proper, you know, front hand jab and cross.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
100%. Yeah. Those do's and don'ts right there, I am going to I don't know, mark that somewhere. And every time I've got a couple of students, you're like, you know how it is. You can tell your student the same thing 1,000 times, and then somebody else tells them, and they're like, oh, that's you're right. I shouldn't do that. Or, hey, I should. So I'm just going to save that section and be like, hey, Team USA coach said this. And they'll be like, Oh, now I'll listen.
You more than welcome to blame you, sir. I'll take I'll love that.
Yes, sir.
Now, for anybody, I know that a lot of people listening right here, they're always looking for better ways to learn and to get better. So I would like to point them to three different things that they could research on their own.
Oh, yes.
So the first one is if you want to get more flexible, put on Google right there or on YouTube, look it up on PNF stretching, which is the proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation. So it's basically stretching your muscle, strengthening your muscle while stretched. And it's one of the best ways for you to prevent injuries. The second thing is if anybody right here has any ankles or knees or hips issues, highly recommend for you to go to YouTube channel called Knees Over Toes. They teach you and they give you a lot of free content on how to strengthen your knees and bulletproof, making sure that you don't have any injuries. And then the last one, the highest recommendation for me from me is Mrs. Kaminsky has these injury prevention seminars at Nations and Worlds, and I've been attending every single one of them. And I feel like I'm a little bit of a nerd on making sure that we teach the students the proper techniques and the proper way to stay healthy. And she is the most knowledgeable person in ATA that I know that has been helping me and my students to be able to stay at a game at a high level.
Yes, sir. 100%. We've had her on the podcast a couple times. Her one of her episodes is actually like our second most popular episode. I geek out with her because I've just been diving into performance training and all kinds of things. Now I'm just using the podcast as a selfish way to interview the people that I want to learn more about this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, to get better for our athletes physically, mentally, just so we, continue to produce the best out there in ATA Nation.
Yes, I cannot say enough great things about Mrs. Kaminsky. It does not surprise me that it's a high sought out topic.
Yes. Well, sir, I'm pretty sure this episode is going to go down as one of our top listens as well. You gave us so much fantastic information here. I am super excited for people to get this. Just continue to train and get better and better. Again, thank you. Students can check you out at some of the athlete development trainings, and you'll probably be, well, I'm sure you'll be at Nationals because it's right, right close to you, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'll definitely be here at the Dallas Nationals. But if anybody is looking for any amazing workout, I cannot tell you enough. I have so many students from my school going to the athlete development camp. That's going to be, I believe, in June.
Yes.
That is just days of immersive, not just workouts. You would train directly with all the coaches from Team USA. Plus, we do a lot of fun and exciting drills where, we'll do we'll play in the swimming pool one day, and we'll do like a volleyball tournament and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend anybody to go ahead and register. The earlier you register, the cheaper it is, and you know, you get the best workout you can.
Yes, sir. I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well, so people can sign up for that. I know I've got at least one student going down. It's a great camp. So we appreciate your time today, sir. Thank you for all you do for ATA Nation.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for considering. And it's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, we want to thank Master Havaducci for all the amazing content and for filming a video for us. This is amazing. You can check the video out at atama.ninja. So atama.ninja/sparring tips. Sparring tips. And we'll also have that link in the show notes as well. So if you want to just look at the show notes on your podcasting app, you can check it out there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, what a killer episode. I'm going to just leave it there because there's so much you need to go and take action on right now. So until next week, make sure you're out there training hard and taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Okay, bonus points for anybody out there in ATA Nation who makes an Instagram story, reel, post, whatever, of you doing some of these sparring drills and tags at ATA Nation Podcast. All right, Instagram post. We'll give you a shout out on the podcast. If you make a post on the Instagrams doing some of these awesome sparring drills, leave the tag us in, include us. Okay. Talk later, guys.